Now it's 4:30. And we've music from the Yemen and Oman, presented by Bill Badley.
This is the Aidan Department of Culture Band, opening our programme on an upbeat. This and all the music I'll be playing was recorded recently on a British Council concert tour of the Arabian Peninsula. Some of the instruments we'll be hearing, like the violin and tambourine, are quite familiar, whilst others might need some introduction. However, it's the style of playing and different Arab scales that makes this music quite so distinctive. Aidan is an intriguing mix of faded British colonialism and profoundly Arab exotica. This next piece demonstrates the casual virtuosity of the great local singer Abdul Karim Tawfik. Some 700 miles along the coast from Aden lies Salalah, the quiet paradise that is the Sultanate of Oman's second city. This area has always been a melting pot of Arab and East African cultures, and these influences, along with a proud seafaring tradition, can be clearly heard in the music. Most good Omani musicians find employment in one of the royal military bands, where they juggle the very different demands of Sousa and their own local music. This is a group of young students from the Royal Palace Guard. The main instruments heard there were the violin, tuned GDGD, the hand drum or dabuka, the tambourine and the Arab lute or oud. Another instrument that's particularly popular in the Arab world is the kanun, closely related to the European psaltery. The strings are plucked with flexible plectra that are worn on the index fingers, and there is also a sophisticated tuning system that allows the performer to play the half and quarter tones required in the different Arab scales or maqam. The kanun is ably demonstrated here by Al-Ahmed Ibrahim Ahmed, a teacher at the Royal Air Force Band Academy in Muscat, the capital city of Oman. Some of the most dazzling musicianship I heard in southern Arabia was at a gatchu in Sana'a, the capital city of Yemen. Gat, a bit like mildly hallucinogenic privet hedge, plays a central role in Yemeni daily life, and many people gather after lunch in the sun-filled mafraj at the top of the house to talk, chew gat, and play music for each other. Professional musicians are quite rare in Yemen, but as you will hear, everyone takes part. It's not unusual to find out that a highly regarded singer is actually a doctor or tax inspector by trade. The favoured instrument is the oud, which is the ancestor of our European lute, and it's played here by an extraordinarily dexterous young musician from the large region of southern Yemen. Of all the musicians I met on my trip, Muhammad Sharaf stands out as a personal favourite. There have been poets and singers in his family since the 16th century, and one afternoon he sang a song of welcome for me that was written by one of his ancestors. In it he says that the assembled company will lay down a path of their eyelashes to greet me. And incidentally, the rustling you can hear in the background is someone picking the leaves off a branch of gat. Even in Yemen, everything stops for the phone. Inevitably, this has been a highly personal selection of pieces from an area of incredible musical diversity and richness, a part of the world where music is still an integral element of daily life. I'd like to leave you now with another slice of Abdul Karim Tawfik and the Aden Ministry of Culture band.
Aden Ministry of Culture Band recorded last January, and they end that programme of music from the Yemen and Oman, which was presented by Bill Badley.